In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Charles Kuralt famously said, "Thanks to the interstate highway system, it is now possible to travel across the country from coast to coast without seeing anything." Charles Kuralt worked for CBS. He got tired of the stress and cutthroat competition with reporting hard news stories. And he went to his superiors with an idea. He wanted to do human interest stories as part of the evening news. And they said they'd give it a try. And so for 21 years, he did his show called On the Road. It still continues with other hosts now. His On the Road series, in which he traveled back roads, went to small towns, remote areas, craft fairs, festivals, yodelers, you name it, he went and saw them, put it on the evening news. He intentionally featured people who interested him. Kuralt loved the back roads, connected every town, their roadside fruit stands, kids with their lemonade sales, and he lamented the increasing popularity of the interstate freeway system, which was designed to get us from point A to point B as fast as possible with the least number of interruptions as possible. Now, his opinion was the faster you go, the less you see. Now, it is my great pleasure to be back again in my position before God's holy altar together with you after my month-long sabbatical. It is a wonderful feeling to be here again. And I want to share some reflections on the past month, on this month of Sabbath. Probably turn this into a bit of a strange sermon, but it's just once. I needed to make some changes. Some of it was stress. Some of it was physical health. Some of it was the pressure to always do more, as if more was always better. But as we heard from the epistle that Megan read this morning, all of that is not primary. Primary, these things are spiritual. Our bodies often show physical symptoms for a spiritual issue. And like Charles Kuralt noticed with the speed of the interstate freeway system, I noticed that the more I did, the more I tried to do. The more I tried to do, the less I saw. Now, the funny thing is, every service, every Vespers, every liturgy, every special service that I ever serve, I am privileged to stand in front of this altar right here, before God and his angels, before all of you. And the answer to that spiritual issue with physical symptoms, the answer was quite literally right in front of my face. But because I was going on a spiritual interstate too fast, just trying to get from point A to point B, and with this constant thing in my head to do more, for a long time I didn't see it, even though it was right there. But this past spring, this past May, I finally looked up, and it jumped out at me. And it's this icon of Christ on the front wall. And mind you, I have a front row seat all the time to that icon. I see it better than anybody. But all that time, I just didn't see it. But it's Jesus with Mary and John bowing towards him, gesturing towards him. And he's sitting on his throne, and he's holding a book. And in the book, Jesus says, no. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all who labor, who are weighed down, and I will give you rest." His words had been there all along. That icon's been there as long as I've been here. I would assume generations beforehand. Jesus, our one and only, inviting, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." Now, rest here doesn't mean become a lazy slob. The same word is used in other places of the New Testament to mean refresh your spirit. Jesus is saying, "Come to me, and I will refresh you. I will make you fresh again." Comes from Matthew chapter 11, if you want to look it up. And that was the answer. That is the answer for all of us. Come to Jesus and find rest. This rest, this being refreshed, is really not about how busy you are. It's really about the state of our spirit, the state of our soul. You know, for this past month of rest, I stayed rather busy. Out of 30 days in November, I traveled 20 of them. I was away from home 20 out of 30 days. It's not just how busy you are or aren't. It's, are you refreshed enough in spirit to see? You know, when barreling down this spiritual interstate, you see nothing and you meet no one. And that's when Jesus steps in and says, hold it. And he puts his hand down. And he says, come to me and I will give you rest. It's spiritual rest. It's Jesus helping you see again. Now, we went to Florida, first 12 days in November, to celebrate our 30th anniversary. Of course, it was 2 months late. Our anniversary is in September, but there you go. That's me on the interstate again. But we made it there. One thing I learned even when traveling, you can't just travel. You got to stop. You got to see God where you are and rest. I had to take off my beach shoes and stop to feel the shells under my feet and just stand there and feel what those shells feel like, even the sharp ones, even the ones that hurt a little bit. You got to feel those too. You got to stand still long enough to let those teeny tiny fish come and kiss your feet. Poor fish. When finally you let the spirit rest, you're finally going to see God again. You know, we went to this nature preserve, walking these trails, smelling the green. Yes, you can smell colors. You don't just see them. Seeing plants I've never seen before, animals I didn't even know existed, river dolphins. I didn't know that was a thing. They're butterflies that we don't have around here. Stopped and rested my hand on this tree. It had this papery bark that was almost see-through, and it just was constantly fluttering down. But over the years, it just gets thick enough for the tree to live. I put my hand on it, and this little ant came and crawled on my finger and just watched it for several minutes. Me and an ant and God. That's rest. The Lord was helping me see again. I went on Google Reviews. Some of you may use those. It's where you can go on the internet and review or see reviews about almost anything. I checked out what others said about this nature preserve. Now, it's a nature preserve. It had mostly great reviews, how beautiful the place was, how much life you can see. But one person gave a review of poor. Poor. And they wrote, and I wrote it down so I can quote them directly, I don't see what the big deal was. All it was a bunch of plants and weird animals. Now, I don't know what else you'd expect to see at a nature preserve, but plants and weird animals, that's what you kind of go there for. But I do know someone out there needs a little rest in order to see again. And the scary thing was, is when I read that, it was like, oh, that's a mirror. That is a mirror for too many areas in my life. Jesus wants us to find rest because he wants us to be refreshed. And he said so himself. And this church, in its wisdom, put it on the icon in the very center of our church. And it doesn't just mean to do less. That alone won't cut it. And it's certainly not by doing more. It's by doing differently. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. Come to me and I will refresh you. It's about resting the spirit to the point where you see God again. It's about immersing ourselves in Jesus Christ. Jesus, who goes on in that verse to say, I am gentle. I am meek. My burden is light. My load is easy. My spirit is peace. You know, Charles Kuralt hated the interstate highway system because it was all go, 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 faster and faster until you end up seeing nothing. The same can happen to the human soul. And it's got nothing to do with how busy you are. It has to do with where your spirit is. So if you labor and are heavily burdened, come to Jesus and he will give you rest. Come to him and he will refresh you. Come to him and he will let you see again. Amen.